to my room and get my fire engine?
Come here for a minute first.
Go to sleep.
I can't. I got too much to do.
Dad?
Yeah.
Do you like this hotel?
Yeah. I do.
I guess so.
Good. I want you to like it here. I wish we could stay here forever and ever.
You would never hurt Mommy or me, would you?
What do you mean? Did your mother ever say that to you? That I would hurt you?
No, Dad.
You sure?
Yes, Dad.
I love you, Danny. I love you more than anything else in the whole world. I'll never do anything to hurt you. Never. You know that, don't you? Huh?
Yes, Dad.
Honey, what's wrong? Jed!
My most terrible nightmare I ever had. It's the most horrible dream I ever had.
It's okay now. Really.
I dreamed that I killed you and Danny. But I didn't just kill you. I cut you up into little pieces. Oh, my God. I must be losing my mind.
Everything's gonna be all right. Come on, let's get it off the floor.
Danny, everything's okay. Just go play in your room for a while. Your dad's just got a headache. Danny, remember what I say. Go play in your room. What happened to your neck? Huh?
Hi, Lloyd. A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
Now, I'm awfully glad you asked me that, Lloyd. Because I just happen to have 220s and 210s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April. So here's what. You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice. You can do that, can't you, Lloyd? You're not too busy, are you?
No, sir. I'm not busy at all.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one. White man's burden, Lloyd, my man. White man's burden. Say, Lloyd, it seems I'm temporarily light. How's my credit in this joint, anyway?
Your credit's fine, Mr. Torrance.
That's swell. I like you, Lloyd. I always liked you. You were always the best of them. Best goddamn bartender from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine. Or Portland, Oregon, for that matter.
Thank you for saying so.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
How are things going, Mr. Torrance?
Things could be better, Lloyd. Things could be a whole lot better.
I hope it's nothing serious.
No. Nothing serious. Just a little problem with the old sperm bank upstairs. Nothing I can't handle, though, Lloyd. Thanks.
Women can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Words of wisdom, Lloyd. Words of wisdom. I never laid a hand on him, goddammit. I didn't. I wouldn't touch one hair on his goddamn little head. I love the little son of a bitch. I'd do anything for him. Any fucking thing for him. But that bitch, as long as I live, she'll never let me forget what happened. I did hurt him once, okay? It was an accident. Completely unintentional. Could have happened to anybody. And it was 3 goddamn years ago. The little fucker had thrown all my papers all over the floor. All I tried to do was pull them up. The momentary loss of muscular coordination. Few extra foot pounds of energy per second.
Oh, Jack. Thank God you're here. There's someone else in the hotel with us. There's a crazy woman in one of the rooms. She tried to strangle Danny.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No. It's the truth, really. I swear it. Danny told me. He went up into one of the bedrooms. The door was open and he saw this crazy woman in the bathtub. She tried to strangle him.
Which room was it?
From Channel 10 in Miami, this is Newswatch with Glenn Rinker, Ann Bishop, and the award-winning Newswatch team.
Good evening, I'm Glenn Rinker, Newswatch 10. While Miami continues to swelter in a record winter heat wave, bringing temperatures to the mid and upper 90s, the central and Rocky Mountain states are buried in snow. In Colorado, 10 inches of snow has fallen in just a few hours tonight. Travel in the Rockies is almost impossible. Airports are shut down, stranding thousands of passengers. Highways are blocked by snowdrifts. Railroad tracks are frozen. Officials in Colorado tell Newswatch at least 3 people have been killed by exposure to freezing winds. The governor of Colorado is expected tomorrow to declare a weather emergency. The National Guard might be called out to clear streets and roads. Weather forecasters predict more snow and heavy winds tonight and tomorrow, with temperatures dropping well below zero. Back here in South Florida, we've got just the opposite problem. The heat and humidity are supposed to climb. Local beaches should be jammed. Our weather expert, Walter Cronice, will have the local forecast later on Newswatch. The Miami City Commission today approved a $2 million.
To the room Danny said? To 237?
Yes, I did.
And you didn't see anything at all?
Absolutely nothing. How is he?
He's still asleep.
Good. I'm sure he'll be himself again in the morning.
Well, are you sure it was the right room? I mean, maybe Danny made a mistake.
He must have gone in that room. The door was open, the lights were on.
I just don't understand. What about those bruises on his neck? Somebody did that to him.
Did it to himself.
No, that's not possible.
Wendy, once you rule out his version of what happened, there is no other explanation, is there? It wouldn't be that different from the episode that he had before we came up here, would it?
Jack, whatever the explanation is, I think we have to get Danny out of here.
Get him out of here?
Yes.
You mean just leave the hotel?
It is so fucking typical of you to create a problem like this when I finally have a chance to accomplish something, when I am really into my work. I could really write my own ticket if I went back to Boulder now, couldn't I? Shoveling out driveways, working a car wash. Yeah, that appeal to you?
Jack.
Wendy, I have let you fuck up my life so far, but I am not gonna let you fuck this up.
car service.
Hello. My name is Dick Halloran. I'm the head chef up at the Overlook Hotel.
Good evening, Mr. Halloran. What can I do for you?
Sir, I've been trying to make an urgent phone call up there, but the operator said that the phone lines are down.
Yeah, I'm afraid a lot of lines around here are down due to the storm.
Well, look, sir, I hate to put you through any trouble, but there's a family up there all by themselves with a young kid. And with the storm and everything, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd give them a call on your radio just to see if everything's okay.
I'll be glad to do that, sir. Why don't you call me back in about 20 minutes?
Thank you very much. I'll do that.
All right, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Torrance.
Good evening.
Hi, Lloyd. Been away, but now I'm back.
Good evening, Mr. Torrance. It's good to see you.
It's good to be back, Lloyd.
What will it be, sir?
Hair of the dog that bit me.
Bourbon on the rocks.
That'll do it.
No charge to you, Mr. Torrance.
No charge?
Your money's no good here. Orders from the house.
Orders from the house.
Drink up, Mr. Torrance.
I'm the kind of man likes to know who's buying their drinks, Lloyd.
It's not a matter that concerns you, Mr. Torrance. At least not at this point.
Anything you say, Lloyd. Anything you say.
Sorry, sir. Oh, dear. I'm in an awful mess of your jacket, sir.
Oh, that's all right. I've got plenty of jackets.
Oh, afraid it's Avocat, sir. He tends to stain.
Avocat, is it?
Yes, sir. Look, I think the best thing is to come along to the gentleman's room, sir, and we'll get some water to it, sir.
Looks as though you might have got a spot of it on yourself there, Jeevesy, old boy.
Well, that doesn't matter, sir. You're the important one.
Awfully nice of you to say. Of course, I intended to change my jacket this evening before the fish and goose soiree.
Very wise, sir. Very wise.
Here, I'll just hold this for you there.
Oh.
Jeevesy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, let's see if we can improve this with a little water, sir.
Right, I'll just set my bourbon and advocat down right there.
Won't keep you a moment, sir.
Fine. What do they call you around here, Jeevesy?
Grady, sir. Delbert Grady.
Grady?
Yes, sir.
Delbert Grady.
That's right, sir.
Mr. Grady, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, no, sir. I don't believe so. It's coming off now, sir.
Miss Grady, weren't you once the caretaker here?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so.
You, married man, are you, Mr. Grady?
Yes, sir. Hmm? I have a wife and, two daughters, sir. Hmm?
And, where are they now?
Oh, they're somewhere around. I'm not quite sure at the moment, sir.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here. I recognize you. I saw your picture in the newspapers. You, chopped your wife and daughter up into little bits. And then you blew your brains out.
That's strange, sir. I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here.
I'm sorry to differ with you, sir. But you are the caretaker. You've always been the caretaker. I should know, sir. I've always been here. Did you know, Mr. Torrance, that your son is attempting to bring an outside party into this situation? Did you know that?
No.
He is, Mr. Torrance.
Who?
A nigger.
A nigger?
A nigger cook. Your son has a very great talent. I don't think you are aware how great it is. But he is attempting to use that very talent against your will.
He is a very willful boy.
Indeed he is, Mr. Torrance. A very willful boy. A rather naughty boy, if I may be so bold, sir.
It's his mother. She, interferes.
Perhaps they need a good talking to, if you don't mind my saying so. Perhaps a bit more. My girls, sir, they didn't care for the Overlook at first. One of them actually stole a pack of matches and tried to burn it down. But I corrected them, sir. And when my wife tried to prevent me from doing my duty, I corrected her.
Well,
us know, Kent. If the weather breaks, we might just be able to get down the mountain and... I could call the Force Rangers first and then tell them that we're coming so that they could start searching for us in case we didn't make it. But if Jack won't come with us, I'll just have to tell him that we're going by ourselves. That's all there is to it.
Red Rock! Red Rock! Red Rock! Red Rock!
Danny?
Red Rock! Red Rock! Red Rock! Red Rock!
Danny, what's the matter, honey?
Red Rock!
You having a bad dream? Danny? Honey?
Danny's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
Come on, Ed. Wake up. You just had a bad dream. Everything's okay.
Danny can't wake up, Mrs. Torrance.
Danny, wake up. Come on, right now. Wake up!
Danny's gone away, Mrs. Torrance.
KDK-12, are you receiving me? This is KDK-1 calling KDK-12. KDK-1 calling KDK-12. Do you read me? This is KDK-1 calling KDK-12. KDK-1 calling KDK-12. Are you receiving...
Service.
Hello, this is Dick Halloran again. I called a while ago about the folks at the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, yeah. We tried to contact them several times by radio, but they didn't answer. Now, maybe they got their radio turned off or they're in a place where they can't hear it. If you'd like me to, I'll be glad to try them again later on.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'll call you back later. Bye. Pardon me, miss. What time will we get to Denver?
We're due to arrive at 8:20, sir.
Thank you very much.
Perkins' garage.
Hello, can I speak to Larry?
Speaking.
Hi, Larry, this is Dick. Dick Halloran.
Dick, how you doing? How's the weather down there?
I'm not in Florida, Larry. I'm calling from Stapleton Airport.
What the hell you doing down there?
Well, I just got in from Miami, and I got to get up to the Overlook today. What's the weather like up there?
Well, the snowplows are keeping things moving in town, but the mountain roads are completely blocked.
That means I'm going to need a snowcat to get up there, Larry. Can you fix me up with one?
What's the big deal about getting up there today, especially in this kind of weather?
Larry, just between you and me, we got a very serious problem with the people who are taking care of the place. They turned out to be completely unreliable assholes. Allman phoned me last night, and I'm supposed to go up there and find out if they have to be replaced.
How long is it going to take you to get up here?
Oh, about 5 hours. I'm going to rent a car here at the airport.
Okay, Dick, I'll take care of it.
Oh, thanks a lot, Larry. I really appreciate that.
That's all right. Drive carefully.